Now I'm standing here, yeah, I found my light. Turn my pain into purpose. Now I shine so bright. All the scars that I carry.
We are not going to waste any more time. We're just going to take action. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Luke Mind Power Podcast. It's a blessing to be alive, and I can't wait for this episode. I can't wait to spend some more quality time with you. Wherever you're tuning in from, maybe Spotify, Apple Podcasts, maybe you're on TikTok, hello. Maybe you're on Amazon Music or Audible. Maybe you're on iHeartRadio. Maybe you're on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Like wherever you're tuning in from, like a big hello from me. If you're on TikTok, what's up? Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in to the Luke Mind Power Podcast. If you're joining us because maybe you're on TikTok and you clicked on my bio and you're like, huh, free coaching. I want some free coaching. This is the Luke Mind Power Podcast. And, you know, as much as I can look at this, like, what is the podcast? It's like, well, it's kind of like a radio show. It's me going live and I'm speaking, inspiring, motivating, doing what Luke Mind Power does best, helps you to wake up to your greatness. How do you do that? It's like, well, yeah, there's a lot of things that, you know, we can explain and talk about to help you to unlock your power. And I truly believe we have so much unlimited potential. I have so much, like, done so much from the last 8 years of doing this work and realizing that, oh my gosh, I'm not even scratching the surface. There's so much more. It's stupid, eh? Almost like, geez, how much is there? And it's like, well, you know, you got a big life ahead of you. You still got plenty of years to go. You still got a lot of untapped potential that you could be tapping into. And again, you know, don't fall into the trap of thinking that it's too late. You know, I've heard so many, and I know the older you get, you think like, oh, it's too late. I'm too old. It's, you know, these are all stories in your head. You know what I mean? And just a reminder, if you don't change the way you think will govern the way you are, and the way you are will continue to be the same, and nothing changes. If nothing changes, you know, for your life to change, you have to change, right? So don't be afraid of change, even though it's uncomfortable. You know, like I think a lot of the reason as to why a lot of people have, you know, I've been on many calls with people, so has my team. And, you know, we try our best to share, you know, our coaching programs and what we offer and what we have. And a lot of the times that people have not been able to convince themselves that it was the right decision. And a lot of it has to do with fear, and it has to do with, it's out of your comfort zone, you know, because like there's an investment involved. Like, you know, yeah, there's a lot of things I do for free, but guess what? I have coaching programs too. I have a lot of things that I offer that you have to make an investment into, you know? So that it's like, put some skin in the game. You know what I mean? I'm going to take the risk for you if you take the risk for me, you know? So a part of the journey is, you know, is doing my best to give. You know what I mean? Like my coaching business, everything that I do and my lifestyle and everything that I'm like, that I've become, like it wouldn't be possible if I didn't create like a thriving business, if I didn't create all my content on social media, if I didn't have the clients that said, hey, you know what? I think what Luke is sharing is valuable. I'm going to do his coaching program, you know, like build something that actually adds value to people's lives and changes their lives. And then it changes your life. You know, Jim Rohn, he said this. He said, if you help enough people change their life, you'll change your life. And I remember that. And I'm just like, wow, how do you do that? It's like, wow, yeah, it's the art of giving. You know, giving starts the receiving process. You know, when you give, you open the door to receive. So here I am on my podcast. I'm not sitting here going, hey, guys, before we start the podcast, send me some money. You know, like I'm not. I'm not sitting here going, hey, you know, listen, I'm going to give you my time. We're going to sit here for half an hour, whatever. Like, you better pay me. You know, like I'm sitting here providing value. I'm sitting here sharing my wisdom. I'm sitting here giving you my time, you know? And for some of you guys, this is enough. And for some of you, you'll listen for 6 months and you go, fuck, I need to do some work on myself. I can't live like this anymore. I need change, you know? And so you come and get in touch with us and you go, you know, I've been listening to the podcast for like 3 months and like, I know that I need to work on myself. Like, how can I change my life? How can I overcome depression? How can I overcome anxiety? How can I heal my insomnia? How can I get off these medications? How can I like feel better about myself? How can I build self-confidence? You know, there's so many parts of how can I become a coach? How can I do what you're doing? You know, so there's a lot about Luke Mind Power that you don't know. And maybe you're watching for the first time. Maybe you've been following me for a while, but you don't know about the things that I could help you with. apart from the free trainings, the podcast that's free, the music that's free, apart from that, what else is there behind the scenes that's going on? You know, I had a call today with my team for 2 hours, you know, and like I'm looking at the time and I'm like 1 hour and 47 minutes. And I'm like, we're still talking about what? Yeah, about business, about our clients, about how we can improve things, about like this, that, this. And I was just like, fuck, man, so much time. Like no one sees the amount of energy and time that goes into like managing, you know, like what I've built. Am I complaining about it? Absolutely not. But it's the appreciation of like, why does what I have work? Well, because we care. We care about what we've built and what we've created, so that when people do invest in their personal transformation, or when people do want to become a coach, or when people do want to overcome the fear of public speaking and grow self-confidence, that we have something for you that has been created with passion, you know, with care, so that you actually change your life. You get the results, right? So the biggest, I think, challenge for me, I'll be honest with you guys, is that because I create so much content, a lot of it's lately and recently, I've been creating a lot of speaking stuff. You know, I'm speaking, I'm posting, right? And I always lent more towards like dancing videos because that was the way that I was able to really connect with people. All my dancing videos got way more attention than the speaking ones. So I was just like, ah, like speaking doesn't work. I'm just going to attract people by my dancing. But the challenge there is, and especially if you've got an online coaching business or if you're someone who is aspiring to become a coach or you want to have an online business, it's like with your content, it's like, yeah, what do you lean towards? Are you leaning towards what gets your followers and what builds your account, or are you leaning towards just being your true self and whoever comes to you because of what you're posting is going to come to you? How do you do it, right? And so I found the strategy of, you know, dancing. I mean, I enjoy it. I'm good at it. I know how to create it. But what it also has done is there's a deficit. What I mean by that is that there's so many people, and I was posting this on Instagram today as I was walking to the gym. I was like, there's so many people that get on calls with me and I'm like annoyed. I'm annoyed a little bit, you know, because I'm just like, fuck, like you don't, like I get people on a call and I'm like, cool. So like what inspired you to book this call? And you're like, well, I'm struggling with depression or I'm on anti-anxiety medication for the last 20 years. And like, I saw you dancing and, you know, I just like, I can't live like this anymore, you know? So I'm like, okay, cool. You know, thanks so much for sharing. Like, and you know, how long have you been struggling with it? Well, it's been like 20 years, whatever, you know? And then, you know, I talk more, but the thing that gets me straight away is like, I saw you dancing and like, it's like, okay, you saw me dancing and what? It's like, well, you look so happy and you look free, you know? So it's like, what do we want in life? It's like, well, we want freedom. We want inner peace. We want to feel good, you know? So I'm being an example to that. But I guess the challenge for me, guys, is that because I post so much content like that, it doesn't allow everyone who sees it to know my story and to also know that there is a podcast like this, that there is over 440 episodes that I've recorded since 2019 that you can listen to. You know, like one of the best things that I ever did was invest in my personal development. How did I do that? A part of investing in my personal development was listening to podcasts, like listening to people's stories, listening to successful people, you know, learning from them, being inspired by them, right? And all I'm saying is that, again, can't tell people what to do, but I guess that's been the big challenge, like a little bit of a roadblock for me. Like, for example, when I get on a call with someone who's interested in joining our coaching programs, we have something called a genius model. And so basically we take them through a process to help you become aware of like, what are your roadblocks? What are the things that are really blocking you, that are stuck, that are causing you to, you know, really struggle in your life? And like one of my roadblocks is the fact that I post all this dancing content and then no one really knows who Luke is. Everyone just thinks Luke's the guy that dances. He's not a speaker. He's not a motivational speaker. He's not a life coach. He's not a mentor. He doesn't help people become certified coaches, you know, and start their online business. Like he doesn't coach through in his superpower mastermind, like personal transformational course. He doesn't have a speaking program. You know, he hasn't got a, you know, rewire your brain for healthy love course that he created with his wife so you can find, attract your soulmate. Like, no, no, he's just the guy that dances, you know? So that's the thing that I'm kind of pissed off about, I guess. And I'm just sharing it here with you because maybe this is the first time that you're watching on TikTok or maybe on Facebook and you're like, oh my gosh, like, what are you talking about, Luke? What's all these courses or programs that you run? I'm like, this is my coaching business. This is my life, you know? Like, this is what I've built. So I wanted to like take this opportunity to like actually share with you guys what I do, what I've built, who I am, and what else you could learn from Luke Mindpower apart from watching this live on Facebook, apart from seeing me on YouTube, apart from these dancing videos that you see on Instagram, on TikTok, on all the social media platforms. Who is Luke Mindpower and what's behind the Luke Mindpower brand and a platform, you know? So the description that you can see, if you're on Facebook or Insta or YouTube right now, in the description, I've put a link tree. What is a link tree? If you're on TikTok, you can also find the link tree. It's basically an app or a platform that allows you to have a consecutive amount of different links, so web links, so that you can choose like where you want to go. Okay. So to give you an example, right? Like I'm looking at the link tree right now and I'm just going to go through this like list of like what this is and what it has. My wife was calling and she's interrupting the TikTok feed. So I had to stop it. I love you, my wife, but I'm on a podcast. Let me just tell my wife. My wifey, I'm on a podcast live. Okay. So isn't that incredible, but that I can message my wife on a technology, on a phone, and she can get a message instantly and she knows what's going on. Like we get so used to this technology. And we just think it's normal. Like 20, 30 years ago, this shit ain't normal. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's pretty amazing, eh? Wow. I mean, the other thing is like what's amazing is like you're watching me from wherever. Like let me know in the comments or in the chat, like where are you watching from? Like let us know right now. Like let us know in the chat, just because I can see everyone on TikTok. I'm just curious. And wherever you are, like you're tuning in, listening, we got Carol from Ireland, Melbourne, Australia. I think it's mind-blowing. Like you can easily just sit here and go, oh, yeah, yeah, just scrolling on TikTok, Wales, you know, I'm just West Coast US. Yeah, just this is what I do. I'm just on the internet, whatever. Like I'm just and you're able to see someone across the other side of the world on your phone or on your screen. Like it's just I don't know. You can easily take it for granted and just go, it's not a big deal because we get used to it, you know. But the truth is like, man, it's a massive deal. Like it's incredible to be able to have these platforms that connect the whole world just like that. You know what I mean? Wow. It's 11 p.m. in Adelaide. Wow. That's awesome. Thanks for joining us. So anyway, guys, let me get back to the link tree. If you're watching on TikTok and you want more from, you want to know more from me, all you do is go to the bio, click the link. And what you'll find is there is a bunch of links. Okay. Now I hope that I've made it explanatory in itself so that you can literally see what is available because there's a lot and you don't have to choose everything. But the first thing that you will see if you click my link tree and in the description of this video, if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, you will see that there's a description and there's a link, okay? And the link has all these other links in it, okay? So basically the first one, it says free coaching in your pocket, 400 plus episodes. What is that? That is this podcast right now. So what I'm doing right now, just to give you an inside scoop, I am recording this podcast. Once I finish, I'm going to edit it, and then I'm going to upload it to Apple Podcasts, to Spotify. I'm going to upload it to YouTube, and it's going to become episode number 445, for example, right? So now anyone who wants to learn more about Luke Mindpower and what I talk about and what I share and who I am and what I speak about and my wisdom and all the stuff that I talk about, you then go to that option there. Free coaching in your pocket, 400 plus episodes. It's absolutely free and you can listen to it wherever you listen to podcasts, right? Okay, link number two. And I'm going to try and be really brief here because obviously I can expand on all of these so much, but I'm not going to because obviously we'll be here all day if I'm going to go through everything. Okay. So Awaken Your Power, SPMM group coaching apply here. Okay. So what is that? That is my personal transformation program. Okay. So if you're someone who has struggles with self-doubt, you're insecure, you got, for example, you know, unresolved past pain. Let's call it past pain. You know, you've had a rough childhood, you know, you've been through, or maybe you're not even aware that you had a rough child and how that's actually affecting the relationships that you're in right now. So it's crazy. We've had people join our coaching program and they're just like, I just gone from one toxic relationship to the next toxic relationship to the next toxic relationship. And I don't understand why I keep attracting these people. And then you start doing the work on yourself and you go back to your childhood and you realize that the reason why you're attracting these people is because of how you were parented, you know, how your mom treated you or how your dad treated you. And so all you've done is you've mirrored because you become who you surround yourself with. Your subconscious gets programmed by how you were raised. And then all you're doing is attracting what you believe you deserve. Isn't that ridiculous? It's crazy, you know? So it's deep work, and that's why it's called Awaken Your Power, Superpower Mastermind. The reason why I put Awaken Your Power, guys, is because the song that I released, Awaken Your Power, has nearly 90,000 streams, and I wanted everyone to, I guess, relate to it, you know? So if you listen to the song and you're like, oh, Awaken Your Power, Superpower Mastermind, yeah, that's from the coaching program. You know, I created that specifically for everyone going through the healing journey. You know, so this program, it is a group coaching program. It's a proven system and a curriculum, and it's just an easy step-by-step process that you go through that basically helps you re-empower yourself and regain your true identity, you know, it helps you to grow in self-love and confidence and become the best version of yourself, you know. So basically it's what I started with, you know. I'm basically teaching you what Luke did back from 2018 and how he changed his life. And a big key of that program is learning to love yourself. You know, that's where everything changes. So that's link number two. If you want to learn more about, you know, doing personal transformation and healing anxiety or depression and just overcoming your fears and, you know, being able to attract healthy relationships, that's the program that you want to inquire about. And all you have to do is click that link and watch the video that I share there. And you'll be able to learn more about getting in touch with us and seeing if this is something that makes sense for you or not, okay? So you can click that link, Awaken Your Power. This third one is become a certified life coach, okay? So that was something my wife inspired me to start early last year. We actually kind of combined forces as well because she's a holistic hypnotherapist. She has a coaching, she has an institute for holistic hypnotherapy as well. So she helps people get certified as hypnotherapists. And then she kind of came in with me in the coaching institute. And, you know, we also incorporate hypnosis coaching into my coaching certification in the Luke Mindpower Coaching Institute. You know, we are certified by the International Association of Counselors and Therapists. So it is internationally recognized. And that coaching certification institute is available for anyone who knows that they're meant for more really and wants to become a coach. And then after that, we kind of, you know, move you on to business mastery where you actually focus on monetizing your coaching business and, you know, running a coaching online business, like kind of what I do basically. And I teach you all that. So that's the third one. It's pretty self-explanatory. It says become a certified life coach. Okay. The next one, again, self-explanatory, Luke Mind Power Music. What is that? Well, now that AI is here and there are platforms that you can use to create your own music, I'm taking advantage of it. You know, I've loved music from a long way away, you know, from over 20 years ago, using LimeWire, downloading songs. I used to make CDs for all my friends and family, my grandmothers even. And so now that music is available to be able to distribute through my own record label, I now have released like over 40 songs on Spotify and YouTube and every single music streaming platform. And again, what is the music all about? It's about reprogramming your mind for success. So if you want to program your mind positively by actually listening to good music and you actually don't have to think about it, the music is already programming you for success, then all you need to do is click the link on Linktree on my bio and click on Luke Mind Power Music and you'll be able to access all my music, okay? And obviously you can search Luke Mind Power and obviously the song Awaken Your Power, if you type that into Spotify or YouTube, you'll find it. Awaken Your Power, Luke Mind Power, then you'll find all my music. The next link, join my free Facebook group, okay? So that's called The Dream Chasers. And that's basically where I started the coaching, like my coaching business, because I was creating a lot of content there. I still do. I still do live trainings. I do free live trainings every week inside my Facebook community. So that's basically a link for you to join the free community. Okay. Now, the next one is Speak and Transform. Okay. So once I started my Superpower Mastermind, the personal transformational program, the group coaching, about a year later, I was like, okay, how did I change my life? Well, it started with a course in a community. And it was a public speaking. It was overcoming the fear of public speaking. That's what I thought my problem was, you know? And what I've learned, guys, is that we don't really understand the power of our voice. But it's not just about using the power of your voice to inspire others. It's actually you liberating yourself and allowing yourself, giving yourself permission to speak, you know, to express yourself. And I just could not comprehend back then in 2018 when I was 33, I couldn't comprehend the power that my voice had. I could not appreciate at all that I needed to do a speaking program and what it was going to do for me. But I was on a mission of change. I was on a mission of living my dreams and finding my purpose, finding myself and discovering my greatness. And I was like trying to just figure things out. And blissfully enough, I know that God was always guiding me, that he guided me to this course, you know, to work on my communication. It was the first thing that I did. And to be honest, guys, it was only $500. And I'm just like, would you spend $500 if you knew that it would change your life? And I'm like, when I was watching this webinar, like in 2018, I'm sitting there, I signed up for the webinar because I saw the ad came up on YouTube. And I'm like, okay, I'm signing up to this because I know I need to overcome this fear of public speaking. So I signed up, I watched the webinar, and all I kept thinking while I was watching it was, this is exactly what I need. Like, I hope this is not like $5,000 because I don't have that much money. And when I saw the price at the end, mate, I was like, I don't even have to think about it. I was just click, buy, boom, and I started it. And a month later, guys, I turned 34. I spoke in front of my family. I was fucking vulnerable. I started speaking my truth. I started sharing about how insecure I felt, about my feelings, about my emotions, about my doubts, you know. And then I started talking about my dreams. But I felt very uncomfortable. But I didn't let that uncomfortableness stop me, you know. And funny enough, actually, one of our members, Joy, I appreciate your post as well, Justine, because you posted in the Speak and Transform program and you said, like, what did you say? Oh, yeah, you asked a question as well. You said something like, when you spoke in front of your family, was it before you started dancing? And I'm like, yes, it was. It was before I started dancing. It was 2018. And so what am I getting at with what I'm sharing? is because that was the moment there where I started to actually like find my power, you know? And so as time kept going on, I'm like, oh my goodness, like that's what I needed. I needed a community, I needed a course, and I needed to be able to just be myself. So from that journey, it started the whole change, you know? And it's like, it's an amazing question, you know? And, you know, how much is Speak and Transform? It's $400. It's $399. I'll tell you straight away. I'm not here to like hide anything. But I'm saying like, if you are struggling with like the fear of public speaking, and if you knew like that you could overcome it, would you? Because for me, it was a process of elimination, you know? It was like, I'm going to move overseas. I'm going to open a gym. I wanted to start a business. And then I had the roadblock. And what was the roadblock? The roadblock was, if I'm going to start a gym and I want to like coach like groups of people with fitness, I'm going to have to talk in front of them. And that immediately caused me to stop and reflect, because I was like, I don't want to do that. I'm afraid. You see? And immediately that was like, my mind was like, well, okay, so if you're afraid, what are you going to do to overcome the fear? You know, so this is a really good question for you guys listening right now. What is your fear? Okay, listen, what is your fear? And if you're watching right now, what is your fear? Write it down either on a piece of paper or in the comments. If you're brave enough to write it in the comments, write it in the comments, put it out there. But then the next question is, what is your fear, right? And what is the solution to your fear? Like, what are you willing to do to overcome it? Is it finding your voice? Is it growing confidence in yourself? You know, is it taking some sort of action to like not let the fear control you anymore? A lot of the anxiety, depression, unhappiness is because of fear, ladies and gentlemen. It's because we're stuck in that fear, that block of like, I'm afraid, like I can't move forward because I'm stuck, you know? Like guys, I know that it could also just be, I'm in a relationship that I thought was going to turn out better and I'm unhappy. And the fear is leaving the relationship. The fear is, what's going to happen if I leave? What are people going to think of me? What's life going to be like? This is all I know, you know? So yeah, that's why we avoid it. You know, we try to like push it away. We try to like downplay it. It's all good. Doesn't matter. You know, we're just, keep going, you know, and when we find ways to escape and whatever. Anyway, I know I kind of went on a tangent there, because the Speak and Transform is what changed my life, you know. So that's in my link tree, guys. If you want to do that program, you simply click and take action, you know, join the community, start the course. It's a 32-day course. It's $399. And, you know, if you do it properly and you do it one day at a time, all I can say is the first week you'll know you're changing your whole life. But then once you finish it, you're just going to be a completely different person. I would not be here if I hadn't done it. And I'm so glad that I said yes to myself. And look where I'm at, 2026. Like someone who I never dreamed of becoming. Someone I didn't know I could even become, because I didn't even know I had this potential. That's the crazy part. So that's in the link tree as well. And then my beautiful wife has created a hypnosis coaching certification as well as a part of her Institute of Holistic Hypnotherapy. So I decided, because that is a part of our coaching institute, when you become a certified life coach, you also become a hypnosis coach as well. But it's also a separate component that you can actually do if you just want to be a hypnosis coach. Okay. So if you don't want to be a certified life coach from the Luke Mind Power Coaching Institute, but you want to just become a certified hypnosis coach, well, guess what? All you do is click that link and you join the community and you pay for your certification and you go through and you do the work. And then after you finish done the work, you get your certification. Okay. Now, what's next? Attract Your Soulmate online course. Okay. So who's this for? Well, I think it speaks for itself. whoever you're looking for is also looking for you. And basically when I met my wife, you know, this is what really inspired us, because we were like, you know what, we want to make a course for people who really want to attract their soulmate. And a part of this process is rewiring your brain for healthy love. So many of us have gone through experiences that, you know, have shaped our brain to attract toxic relationships. And a lot of us don't even understand why it's happening. I didn't either. Like, I didn't understand why I was attracting the people I was attracting, you know, why some people that I was attracting were just emotionally unavailable to me, right? So when you start to understand the mechanics of your brain and understand how you've been wired and programmed from your childhood, then you start to really understand that there is a block. And if you want to overcome that block and reprogram your mind, this is the course for you. So this is actually even cheaper than Speak and Transform, guys. This one is like $222, but it is something that myself and my wife created. And the reason why we created it is because we were looking for each other for a long time. We went through a lot of our journey of life and relationships. And crazy enough, let me tell you a quick funny story. I was getting married in 2012, okay? 1 week before the wedding, okay? She couldn't do it and she canceled the wedding. I remember the phone call. She was crying. I can't do it, you know? And I was like, I was fucked, eh? I just went upstairs. I wasn't crying, but I was just like traumatized almost, you know? And so then I just got drunk. I remember. And then I remember just saying to her, I was like, I don't care. Like, my whole family bought tickets. Like, we all got tickets. We're flying over. I don't give a shit. Like, we're still coming. Your parents have to host us, you know? So we still went, you know, but obviously we didn't have a wedding. There was no ceremony or anything like that. And then my wife's story, you know, 1 year before we met, she was engaged. And she was nearly getting married. And she cut it off because she was like, this person's not for me. Like, I know that this person is not for me. So it's crazy how, like, I went through a similar experience. Like, we both, like, were nearly getting married. And we both, like, but it was obviously mine was 2012, hers was 2023, right? So we both have similar experiences of like nearly being so close to getting married and then it didn't work out, right? So she was on a healing journey for being single for I think around like, how long was it? For eight months or something before we met. And then obviously, you know, once we got together, like it was match made in heaven, man. Honestly, like it was. Like there's so many parts about her even now, like as we've grown over the last couple of years, I look at her and I'm just like, shit, she's like a copy. Like she's like the female version of me, you know? Obviously she's different, you know, but there's so many similarities to like who we are, how we think, you know, our goals, our dreams, our visions and everything like that. But again, it's a testament to the work that we did on ourselves. Because I wouldn't have been able to attract her. She wouldn't have been able to attract me. But when we started communicating and connecting and we're looking at each other's social media platforms, we're looking at what each other does. She's a hypnotherapist. I'm a motivational speaker. She's all about psychology and mindset. It's like, how do I attract someone like that if I'm not Luke Mindpower? There's no fucking way. If I was still that 2017 version of me where I was insecure, doubting myself, you know, not loving myself, not feeling confident in myself, there is no way in the world that she would have even talked to me. You know, but now I became Luke Mindpower and she evolved as well and went through her experiences. Like she became a hypnotherapist and it makes sense. It's like a match, you know? So a part of your healing journey is evolving. It's not staying the same. It's understanding your psychology of your mind, your emotions, and then creating a new version of yourself. And that's what we teach in Attract Your Soulmate online course, but really it's rewire your brain for healthy love so that when you see healthy love, you don't run away from it because it's unfamiliar, okay? Because we've been through toxic, emotionally unavailable people, toxic relationships. That's what your brain is hardwired for. So you'll keep attracting that because it's normal. So then when you get a healthy relationship, you'll actually have like, you know, this anxious attachment because you'll feel like, oh my gosh, this is not normal. This is a someone's like, this is a healthy relationship. I'm not used to a healthy relationship. I'm used to fucking toxic relationships. I'm used to like abusive relationships. So you'll push away from that because it's not familiar. Your brain will find reasons as to why you shouldn't be together or why you're not deserving of a healthy relationship, because all your fucking brain is used to is toxic relationships, negative experiences. Man, this dynamic shit is crazy, like when you start understanding it. So that's the Attract Your Soulmate online course. And then, guys, I made it easy for you. Okay, if you want to listen to all the songs that I've made so that you can program your mind for success, Luke's Spotify playlist. That's the last link on my link tree. Okay, and if you're just tuning in right now, wherever you're watching, in the description, there is a link. It's called Luke, it's called Linktree/LukeMindPower. If you're on TikTok, you click the link in my bio and you will get the list of everything that I've just explained. Okay, but the last one on the list is Luke's Spotify playlist. So you can click it, it'll take you to Spotify, and you will be able to, every time I release a new song, I add it to the playlist. Okay. So you'll be able to listen to all the songs. It doesn't have everything because some of the songs that I've made are personal. They're not really about like personal development or motivation or reprogramming your subconscious mind. Some of the songs I've got are more personal and about my story and about my faith. So they're not necessarily specifically about programming your mind for success. So that's why they're not in there. So you'll still be able to listen to those because you'll just find my artist profile and find it. But anyway, guys, that's my link tree. And, you know, that's what I wanted to share with you today, because now, like, if you listen to this podcast properly, you'll realize that, oh my gosh, like there's so much more to Luke Mindpower than his dancing. He's not just this guy that posts freaking dancing videos. You know, like we have too many coaching programs. We're here to help you to attract your soulmate. We're here to help you become an online coach and build your business. We're here to help you to heal your past trauma and your pain so that you can have inner peace and freedom. If you're struggling with public speaking and you have a fear of communication, well, we have a speaking program that you can do. Then we have music and podcasts and like there's so much. Anyway, guys, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to inspire you. I'm here to show up and help you to live your best life. And that's what I've created over the last 8 years. And yeah, like I look at all of this and I'm like, this is 8 years of work. You know, like I didn't get here by accident. I didn't show up. I didn't stay consistent. I didn't take action. I didn't keep believing in myself. I didn't keep being consistent and being better and better and better. And let me tell you, oh man, like I'm getting healthier. And you know, one thing, I was talking to my my cousin, Carol the Fearless, and I was talking to him about my beard, you know, because I'll tell you a secret. And I don't normally tell much about personal stuff, but like since I lived in the Shaolin Temple, I've shaved my head, you know. And I think it was from that moment in 2019 when I lived in China, it was just before COVID. I think from then on, was it then on? No, I still had hair in 2022. Yeah, I did. But I guess my hair got really thin, and so I've always just cut my own hair. Like I don't go to barbers, you know? Like I get the clippers and I just fucking cut it myself and that's it. Like I don't need to go and sit and waste money in a barber shop and sit there for freaking 45 minutes and get someone to cut my hair. Even though for my wedding, I did get my friend to give me a haircut because, you know, just line it up, whatever. But normally, like, I just have nice clippers. I clip them. Anyway, so my beard, I'm looking at myself in the mirror the other day and I'm like, this beard, like, why don't you get rid of it, you know? And I was like, I don't know. I'm used to it. I've always had this beard, you know? So let me just share with you one thing before we go. And it was just another realization, you know, that I've always had this beard because it kind of like made me feel like a man, you know, because when I was younger, I didn't have facial hair. Like when I was 18, 19, like I grew up all around a lot of Middle Eastern, like Lebanese boys, and the Middle Eastern, the Arabs, like they had fucking facial hair. Like, they had so much hair at 17, 18. I was like, freaking hell, why don't I have facial hair? I wanted to, you know, you felt like the ugly duckling, the old one out, you know? So I remember this and I'm just like, yeah, I used to have this little bum fluff on my fucking chin, you know, like little bit of hair, right? And it's interesting how we want what we don't have. And then we almost try to fit in, you know? And I think the whole beard thing, not that it wasn't like attractive or cool or whatever, but I kind of like, I was do these lines and shit in my beards and hair. But what I realized right now is that I feel good without the beard. Like I don't need the beard. Like I don't need to like have it in a sense, you know what I mean? But I think having it, growing it and like watching as the years went by, it felt like I was growing more and more and more. And my beard is not thick and coarse like some men. Like they have really like the beard is like really like, I don't know. Yeah, coarse, right? Mine's really thin. It's like thin. It's not so strong, right? So cutting it off was liberating for me because I was like, do I really need this to love myself and accept myself? Or can I cut it off? Why do I need it for? You know? And then I sent a video to my wife and she's like, oh my God, you look so young. Like you look so good, you know? And I was just like, okay. I was like, yeah, it's the beard. You know, and it makes me look younger as well, right? So I'm kind of digging it. I don't know if you like it. If you do, thanks. I'll receive the compliment. If you don't, I don't give a shit. You know, I'm not living for anyone's approval. You know, I'm doing what I feel is good for me, right for me. And I encourage you to do the same as well, because that's really when you truly will be free. And you start doing more for yourself and not doing it because other people think it's cool or because other people think you should do it, but to love and appreciate yourself. And I think that's what's happening, you know. What we need to come back to is, you know, how can I really unconditionally love and accept myself for who I am and not and become aware of like what am I doing to fit in and what can I do to or what can I stop doing that I'm trying to do that is about fitting in? Because I don't want to fit in. I just want to be me. Like that's where my freedom is. And if people can't love me the way that I am and accept me the way that I am, well, that's on them, not me. You know, I'm the one that gets to like live my life. I live in my body. You know, I'm showing up the way I am. And I think that's where the liberation and the freedom comes from, you know? So yeah, I feel good without the beard, man. I don't give a shit about it anymore, you know? And I'm just like, wow, like, yeah, I'm not doing it like I need to grow it because like I'm a man. It's like, no, man, like I just fucking cut it off and I look younger and I may look a little bit different, but you know, it's me. So anyway, guys, thank you again for your love, for your support, for showing up, for being here, for sharing this content, for sharing my dancing videos, for sharing my podcast with your friends. I hope that this podcast episode, although I know I was talking a lot about everything that I do and our coaching programs and my story a little bit in between there, and obviously the Luke Mindpower music on Spotify and everywhere else, you know, do yourself a favor. You know, one of the best things that you could ever do obviously is listen to my podcast so you can learn more about me before you know, do any of my coaching programs if you're interested. But at the same time, you know, I know already that this is actually from the gym. I'll leave you with this, okay? Today I went to the gym without my personal trainer. Normally I meet my personal trainer, Marian, and we train together for about an hour. Today he was busy. And normally when I go to the gym, before I was working with my personal trainer, I was working with myself. And normally when I go, I just do 12 reps, you know? So if I'm doing shoulders, you know, I'm doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'll do 12 and then I'll do it 4 times, 4 sets of 12 reps, right? Now, when I started working with Marian, we went from doing 12 to like 20 to like 25. sometimes 30 reps, you know? And I'm just like, I'm freaking like, oh man, I'm tired. And he's like, come on, five more. Yeah, you can do it. You can do it. So I'm like, okay, I'll do it. And so he's been pushing me out of my comfort zone, right? So today I went, and the funny thing is, like, he gets me to do a lot of shoulder exercises. Like, yeah, man, you want to like grow your shoulders. Like, you know, you've got really good shoulders. Like, if you just train them a little bit more, you know, you'll get that definition. It'll look really good. And he calls them bananas, because eventually you get these like stripes in your shoulder because your shoulder's so cut. And he's like, bananas. And I'm like, what the hell? Right? And so he's got me doing this exercise where you sit and you lift, like you do this, right? And it's just for shoulders. You can feel it working, right? And so so first I warmed up today, and then I went and did that exercise. And I remember him standing there normally when I'm doing it with him, and I'll get to like 25 and I'm tired, you know? And today, by myself, without him there, I was doing 30 reps, like three sets, 30 reps. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, he's not here, but I'm still doing it. And it's incredible, because I know Les Brown talked about the 4-minute mile. It's like, until someone did the 4-minute mile, everyone thought that it was impossible. But as soon as someone did it, psychologically, you believed that it was possible. And so you were able to achieve it if you believed it. And so a lot of people started to break the 4-minute mile, you know? And so what I found today is that, like, I'm working with a personal trainer. I have someone to keep me accountable, to push me a little bit more. I've invested time and energy and money into it, right? And what it's programmed me to do now is to realize that 12 is nothing. You want to do 20 reps, 30 reps. You want to do as many as possible until, and this is the one thing my personal trainer said, Marianne said, like what Arnold Schwarzenegger said. He goes, when you're at the gym, you're really not doing any work until it starts hurting. That's when it counts. So for all of you people going to the gym and you're like pumping some weights and it's not hurting, you ain't doing shit. Okay? It only counts, remember this, it only counts until it starts hurting, and then your rep starts. Okay, are you following? So as soon as that starts hurting, now it's hurting, and now you got to do your 12 when you've already done 20. Okay, think about it like that. That's where, out of your comfort zone, that's where you grow. So today I found myself doing more reps than what I normally would do when I was by myself, just because psychologically I've been programmed by my personal trainer that this is how we do it and this is how much you can do. Okay. So the one thing that you can do yourself personally is limit yourself. But when you make an investment into yourself, what happens is you expand, right, your potential. And you don't really know what your potential is unless you make the investment, okay? So that's why I so encourage you, whether it's a business coach, whether it is a personal development life coach like myself, whether it is a personal trainer, if you can do anything in your life to help you to get to the next level, invest in yourself. Like, you're worth it, you know? Like, why would I invest in myself? It's because you're worth it, you know? You are worth investing in. What does it mean, invest in yourself? It means pay someone to help you to get the results faster so you don't do it yourself and limit your potential. Like, that's the whole point of investing in yourself. You're investing in yourself so that you are saving time, you know? So if you don't have the finances or you're not in a budget to be able to afford to invest in yourself, save your fucking money. And as soon as you save your fucking money, go and spend it on yourself so you can become better, improve yourself, you know? That's how you are going to expand and become the greatest version of yourself, you know, is learn from people who have the results that you want, and then you will get the results from learning from them because you invested in yourself. It's not rocket science, and I'm just sharing it because this is the life I live and this is what I do and this is what's helped me to get to where I'm at, okay? So, guys, thank you so much for being here. Remember, it's a blessing to be alive. The link for my link tree that has all these links is in the description. Feel free to click on it and check them all out. And maybe you'll do one of our coaching programs. Maybe you'll listen to the podcast. Maybe you'll listen to the music, whatever it is. Thank you for being here. I believe in you. And, man, I'll see you on the next episode. All right? See you later.
Now I'm standing here. Yeah, I found my light. Turn my pain into purpose. Now I shine so bright. All the scars that I carry made me who I am.